Last week, on Facebook, a buddy of mine in Togiak and a super cool dude, take a bow, Toby, noted that the air hurt his face when he walked outside on a particular morning. Turns out the actual temperature was something like a negative 14, and the wind chill was pushing 30 below. He was making a point of this, I believe, for folks back home in the lower 48, something I do myself from time to time. The actual temperature of minus 14 isn't warm by any stretch, but I'd add it's also not enough to move recess indoors. We live in a place that can get really cold. Over the 20 years plus that I've lived in Southwest Alaska, I can remember a handful of occasions with stretches of days that were colder than 30 below, and I've camped in as cold as 20 below. I've often thought that those times when it does dip down that far makes more common temperatures of 10 to 20 above seem downright comfortable. It's a fact that I like to do stuff outside, as many of you do as well. It's a fact that Alaska is an uber-great place to do stuff outside. But it's also a fact that when it starts to rattle the very bottom of our normal winter temperature range, going outside can be dangerous if you don't take the right precautions. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. A lead-in like that might make you think that I'm going to talk about preparing to be outside when it's cold. Frankly, I think that's always a pretty solid topic at this time of year. But no, with the last episode of 2018, I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to suggest to you that if it's, say, minus 27 outside, it's okay to stay inside and hold out for slightly warmer weather. If you do choose to do something outdoors, there's nothing wrong with that. I've been fool enough to do the same and probably will again. That said, it's okay to decide a day or two indoors is the better part of valor. What I'd like to consider today are some things that you can do indoors that can tie in nicely to the things you do outdoors. At such times, I like to keep in mind that life is more of a marathon, not a sprint, with regards to most of the things we do or pursue. Put another way, and to quote a famed utterance of the renowned American essayist and poet Ralph Waldo Emerson, life is a journey, not a destination. Let's talk about some possible indoor pit stops on the path to some of those outdoor destinations that we chase after. For those who spend time outdoors, the list of indoor activities that can buttress our outdoor pursuits is potentially endless. Some indoor activities are pretty free and easy, while others require a bit more investment of time, focus, and perhaps money. It really all depends on what it is you like to do and what type of ancillary activities support those choices. At the low-effort end of the spectrum is this. Read a book or watch something, tied to the outdoors. When I say watch something, it could be a movie, some sort of instructional program, or maybe checking out a few YouTube videos about something you'd like to know more about. I have used YouTube to better understand the inner workings of some of my older guns, and to research different types of outdoor ventures that I'd like to do in the future. In terms of movies, depending on your personal taste, there are likely any number that can both entertain and inspire you. Some that I have enjoyed include The Ghost in the Darkness, The Snow Walker, Jeremiah Johnson, Wind River, and The Revenant. Books, both fiction and nonfiction, can bolster what you do outdoors or just simply entertain, such as with a good McManus book. But then, I guess that's redundant. If it's a McManus book, it's good automatically. For those that enjoy shooting sports of almost any type, I have often touted the joys of hand loading or reloading, and a bad weather day is a darn fine time to spend some time at the bench putting together new loads or maybe just loading up a bunch from a favorite recipe for time at the range or in the field. It's funny, I don't consider myself a serious hand loader, but the fact is that I have dies and load for 10 different calibers, so I probably do more of it than I actually think I do. For those not familiar with the process, it involves taking the one reusable component from a round of ammunition, the cartridge case, and adding a primer, powder, and bullet back to it so that it can be used again, as opposed to going out and buying more ready-to-shoot factory ammo. Those who load will tell you it's cheaper, and if you shoot a lot, it can be. For me, the benefit is that I can often, not always, find more accurate loads than I can buy commercially. Also, I just like the extra level of involvement that ties to shooting and hunting. If you haven't tried and you do shoot, you might decide to give it a whirl. It's certainly a pleasant way to pass the time on a too cold outside kind of day. Along the same lines as loading a cartridge, I also put together my own arrows. Now, there are different levels of arrow construction. Some really committed folks out there put everything together from scratch that goes into the making of a shaft. What I do is more in the middle. I purchased the shaft material. I'm partial to aluminum, as antiquated as that might seem. I select the nocks and inserts and attach them. I also fletch the shaft. Sometimes, and it depends on the bow, I use real feathers, and at other times I use plastic vanes. For me, as with reloading, it's mostly about that extra level of involvement. There is a lot of joy to be found, for me, in a nicely turned out arrow, perhaps one sporting barred feathers for a longbow or recurve, and then in being able to use that arrow at some point. Well, when it's warmer. For those who like to fish, well, there's always something to do during the off-season. I'd point out, though, that for those who like to ice fish, well, maybe that super cold day is just the thing for them, to be outdoors instead of indoors. For the purposes of this episode, I'd like to consider those who do their fishing when the water is open and the weather is warmer. Tackle boxes can be cleaned, at least if yours acquires an annual buildup of disorganization and grime like mine does, and it can be restocked as well. Maybe a super cold day is the time to get online and find out what you need in the way of replacement lures, at least if your stocking came up lacking last week. It's also a good time to clean reels and put on new line. Maybe you have a rod or two that could do with a new eye on the end. For folks who fly fish, tying new flies is a great way to spend a minus 20 degree day. The point is, there is almost certainly a plethora of fishing-related off-season tasks to attend to that are a lot more fun to do sitting in a nice toasty living room. And let's not discount activities that promote creativity. Do you like to paint, or possibly write? Those are things you can do inside on a bitter cold day, and you can do them with an eye towards the things you cherish about the outdoors. The visual arts or writing can be tremendous outlets to your creativity to pursue when the weather makes your friends and neighbors think of Hawaii. At times, I have used painting and sketching myself for that very reason. I've dabbled in taxidermy and also spent a good deal of time pecking away at a keyboard, putting my thoughts into words on a screen. Don't overlook the opportunity to engage your creative side when the weather outside is frightful. One more activity I'll toss out, and it's specific to something that's coming up next week. How about thinking about and jotting down a few resolutions for the upcoming new year? Come Tuesday, everyone's going to have a chance to turn over a new leaf, once again, and kickstart a few personal changes and goals in a positive direction. Studies indicate follow-through is sometimes lacking, as these things go, but it's still something a lot of people think about. Only you know what's good for you and what's going to improve your life. For myself, a few of my personal resolutions for 2019, related to the outdoors, would include finishing my cabin, spending as much time outdoors with my wife and daughters as I can, building a steam bath, possibly building a small shop big enough to work on my snow machines and ATVs, whittling away on my bucket list of rifles, hunting as much as I can, going on at least one float trip, investing more time in creative pursuits, especially riding, and losing 25 pounds. So I'm going to start with those as a part of my base. How about you? Maybe a nasty, cold, windy day in the coming week will allow you to fine-tune your plans for the new year as well. I often use this show as a platform to implore you to be outside as much as possible, and I often espouse the notion that we live in one of the very best places on earth to do that. That said, I also realize that there are going to be those types of days that do not lend themselves well to doing things outside. Days where the weather is a bit too extreme and conspires to keep us behind walls and under a roof of some sort. When those days do occur, consider using the time to whittle away at outdoor pursuits from the inside. Try something new. Take up slack. Involve yourself in a deeper way. That way, when the weather once again takes a favorable turn, we can go back outside and, to quote Emerson one more time, live in the sunshine, swim the sea, drink the wild air. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.